And our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are at spring break, and a lot of times people don't know what to do with their kids at spring break, but I see that the Greenville Y has a program specifically for kids at spring break.
That is correct. I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for kids to be able to do some fun things in the Y, enjoy activities, and in a safe environment where mom and dad don't have to worry about them if they've got to work over the holidays. Mm-hmm.
There's been so much talk about the YMCA, one thing and another, the last several years in Greenville, but the Y apparently is still going strong.
It is going strong, and in fact, it's probably stronger than it's been in a long time. There's great organization there. They've got wonderful leadership. And there are very definite and strong plans for a good future there.
Now, here's another thing I wanted to ask you about, and this has gone on now, I think, for a couple of years prior to this, but it is such a frankly, kind of odd event that the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum has, and this is an Easter egg hunt after dark for adults.
Correct.
This talk about coming out of left field.
Well,
but it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. From what I understand, there's a limited number of tickets, and they sell it out every year.
Oh, I think they do.
There are great prizes in the eggs. There's cash. There's tickets to Texas Motor Speedway. There's tickets to other events. There's all kinds of little goodies. And you take your flashlight, and you go out, and you hunt the eggs. And it's 18 and up.
This is Friday night, March 18th, starting at 7:30 p.m. Well, I wondered how this was done. So you need a flashlight. Yeah. It's not eggs that glow in the dark.
As I understand, it's even if it's eggs that glow in the dark, you got to have a flashlight.
Probably need a flashlight
because out on the grounds and everything out there, but with the rain we've had, there it could get. Maybe uneven, and so I would recommend a flashlight. Yeah.
But this the Easter egg hunt for adults in the dark is Friday night, March 18th, and that gets underway at 7:30 p.m.
And the best thing to do if you want tickets is go ahead and call the museum pretty quick, because I did see Susan Lanning, who's the director of the museum, the other day, and she said that they were more than halfway sold out already.
So there is a limited number of tickets.
There is a limited number of tickets
that are sold for that. Okay, mm-hmm. We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, and I see that Saturday, March 19th, this is a walk at the indoor athletic facility at Greenville High School, and it's called the Remember For Me Memory Walk.
Right. This is a fairly new organization in Greenville centered around the Alzheimer's caregivers and family members. And that's what the Remember For Me is about. And so this is a support group that meets regularly. And this is going to be a fundraiser for them, the Memory Walk. And it will be in the morning. So it's not one of the overnight events. So it's, all participants are treated to lunch. The caregiver part is the support group that meets regularly. What they do, a lot of it then is for, support for caregivers or I've got friends that are in the group that have lost family members to Alzheimer's, that are caring for people currently, or maybe the family member is now in some sort of an Alzheimer's facility. And it's just a group. And having lost my father to Alzheimer's, I completely understand the idea of just a helping hand, a moral support when you're going through that.
Mm-hmm. Something you're involved in and that has been an important part of Greenville for quite some time now, your Daybreak Rotary Club is selling flags to be placed wherever people want them to be placed on holidays.
And probably the best way to describe it is a subscription to a flag service.
Right.
And we put out the flag 6 times a year. It's at President's Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. We put them in people's yards and then pick them up and store them in between. And we are selling our subscription service right now, and it is normally $36 a year. We've already done President's Day, so it's $30 for the remainder of the year. Mm-hmm. If anybody is interested, they can contact us at flags@greenvilledaybreakrotary.com.
Any idea how many flags you put out? Say last year at the peak of...
We usually, we do around 650.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Do them all over Greenville.
I have seen them.
Yeah, and it's really pretty in the neighborhoods when you drive down these streets and there's the flags fluttering. I particularly love Park Street because with the trees and all the flags.
But all right, Bud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
Bud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.